to you guys can hear me. So, as promised, I'm back on this everyday episode. That is the goal. That's what we're doing. Hopefully, you guys can hear me good. Yes. So, I know before I said that I wasn't going to really talk about too many political things here, but I've had such a change of heart given the climate. We all know I've been gone for a while because of it. Make sure everything's good. And to be honest, I'm bothered. And this is a place where I like to vent. This is a place where I hope you guys are welcome to vent as well. Even if we agree to disagree, that's fine with me. This is a platform for us to talk about it. So if we date back, which I will talk about the George Floyd case in a different time. I like to get all the facts, and being that we don't have all the facts, I'm gonna wait on that one. However, what's taking place after George Floyd is what I'm gonna address. Me and my personal opinion on the issue of, I guess there's a number of things, so we're gonna have to chop this episode up, because there's Confederate statues being taken down. There's a renaming of certain sports events and places. There are a lot of things that are taking place, and I'm not against any of these things. History is grim. I always say that. If you know your history, you know it's not pretty. But what I disagree with, in particular today, there was a protest, and I live in Denver, and there was a protest basically to support the police, because there's been this talk about defunding the police. And let's talk about defunding the police, because if you want my honest opinion, I disagree with defunding the police. That doesn't mean I'm pro-police or I agree with what they do, but here's the reality, and nobody likes to hear the reality. We need public safety. However, we don't need public safety slaughtering Black people, brown people, people of color, and not just people of color. If we want to get technical, as a whole, just the people, we need that to stop. So more training is probably what I would say is needed. Why more training? Because clearly whatever that's been going on is not working. Now I know what some are going to say, and I agree. Some put down the white robes for police badges. If that to be true to what we know, excuse me, then I would say to that with more training, and with that it's not the easiest to just walk in and become a police officer, those bad apples will emerge themselves. Good cops need to be responsible. If you're a so-called good cop and you're not liking the rap that your colleagues are giving you, step up, say more. If this is a gang, the problem is we have a gang. And the only way, like they do, other gangs, dismantle that gang, and usually somewhere down the line that gang rebuilds itself, but it comes back smarter. They don't be out on the street corner. They're not, i.e., you know, a perfect analogy. The mob. You don't see the mob doing the crazy things that they used to do back in the 20s and 30s because they can't move like that anymore. That isn't necessarily... I mean, the mob is not still here. It's just saying that they move differently because the way that they were working is not, it's not feasible. So what I'm saying with the police, unfortunately, some of us believe that the police are a gang. Your gang needs to be revamped, get rid of some folks. And it's not just the police, it's the judges, it's the people in Senate for 40 plus years. It's the people in your office. But the only people who can fix that are us if we go out and vote, not just during a presidential year. The issue is you allow these people to be here. We defunding the police. What happens when you need the police? There are some people, and when we say defund, like take stuff away from them so they work for it, if you're speaking in that term, okay. But there are some people who believe abolishing the police, and I believe that's insane to even think that you should abolish a police, like police department, because you need the police. People are gonna disagree with me, and we can agree to disagree, but abolishing the police is not the answer. Defunding the police to me is not the best answer. More so, make sure that we have proper training. I shouldn't have to go to school to be a medical assistant for 2 years when there's police officers who go for less than that. That just doesn't make sense. I've watched countless videos on YouTube of people's interaction with the police and will ask the police about the law. We should not have people who are walking around who don't even know the law themselves trying to enforce the law on the community. Another topic to hit on that whole situation. If you're going to be out here and you're going to be shooting people, like my biggest issue after diving down this rabbit hole of police brutality and black men getting slaughtered by police, Sam DeBow, Ray Tensington, it doesn't matter. He murdered this man. Claimed that this man was drugged by his car. This man had a Confederate flag under his uniform. One, he wasn't even, he's a University of Cincinnati patrol person, police officer. He wasn't even supposed to be on the streets. So the fact that he was doing that is insane. And the fact that this man got off with this is even more insane. So this is brings me full circle back to judges, prosecution. How do we have investigations? Oh, we'll open an investigation. So we'll have the police in a different department where they know people investigate. Correct me if I'm wrong, please, because I would love to know how this works. Investigate another police officer who they probably can vouch for. You do an in quote unquote internal investigation. You come back with, oh, it wasn't that serious. And then what? That's it? Again, your colleagues also are the judge, are the prosecution, are even the public defenders. Those are all working together. So this is a system that we can just say is not built for people of color. It's built to hold people of color in a position where they cannot excel in life, period. And it doesn't matter what it is. And I say that defunding the police is going to do nothing. Training them is all you got, and even still, probably won't do much. That's just my personal opinion. I mean, I could go on. I could tell you about how I watched a police officer in, I want to say it was in New Jersey, small town New Jersey, a lieutenant driving drunk. Police covered it up for him. This was actually covered up for a year and a half before it was brought to the surface that the man was drunk. We've seen this. Let me talk about Rayshard Brooks and how he was drunk and how he was treated. This lieutenant was not treated that way. They had to talk him into sitting in the front seat of the vehicle before removing him out of the front seat of the vehicle. He decided he wasn't going to do the sobriety test. Did Rayshard Brooks have that? There is no equal in this justice system. So fighting to defund the police is not a battle that we will see in our lifetime. Unless you fight with your brain. You don't go out holding signs protesting, and don't get me wrong, I am for protesting. I'm saying hit the polls. I'm saying make sure that when it's not an election year, you're out there and you're voting for your police chief in your community, and you're voting for other those people who, those judges and prosecutors that are trying to stay, medical examiners that are trying to keep their job. You're voting for those people, and they're not just winning on a technicality. The only way to beat this system is to learn the system, and you figure out how you can get around the system, because nobody else is going to teach it to us. And even if we learn it ourselves, we still are responsible for teaching our fellow man the same thing. And I'm not just speaking to minority people. I'm also speaking to lower class white people who are not a part of that 1%, who they also decide to ram you up in the system as well. Get educated with the law. Know your rights. It's very important. I will be back to talk about more issues. You guys know how I feel about politics, but I want to know your thoughts, your feelings, see if we can keep this conversation going. Make sure you check out neaonair.com. The website is up and available to you guys. We also have my social medias on there, just in case you want to drop a comment. And soon here, I'm going to have a guest on, and we will have merch coming soon. So make sure you check that out, and I will be back tomorrow with another episode for y'all. I hope you guys stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.